So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
All right, let's say good morning to Bob Durkin, President and CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning.
It is great to be back here. Thanks for having me.
Such a great time of the year. We see the kickoff of so many events and festivals and fairs and concerts. And I can't forget our own, in cooperation with Lackawanna County and Scranton, the Scrantastic Spectacular coming.
Well, and the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce is also one of the sponsors for that event.
Bob lights the fireworks, I believe. I don't know.
Well, I what I'm excited about is that they're bringing the Philharmonic back.
Full Northeast Philharmonic.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and I agree, Nancy. That's one example of so many great things that are happening. You know, when we talk about chambers of commerce and promoting economic development, quality of life is as important as anything. And when we look at all the things, the great things that are happening all over Northeastern Pennsylvania, now that we're past Memorial Day and getting to 4th of July, you know, we'll hit high gear. And we're excited about it. And I'm glad you all are promoting.
Quality of life brings in people, brings in business as well.
The balance that you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Work-life balance. Some of us have trouble with that.
I was gonna say, some people are like gymnasts. I don't know how they do it. But others, so you know, it's a little wobbly. But yeah, that's the goal, right?
All working together.
Yeah.
Speaking as someone who has taken like one vacation day in the last 4 months.
Yeah, you need to do that.
We need the summer. We need Northeastern Pennsylvania summer.
Balance it out. Let's talk about artificial intelligence, because you at the Chamber has an event coming up, and it's a ways away. We're getting past summer into fall, but it's good to plan now, because this is something that businesses need to get ahead of.
One of the things that that I talk about in this context is the experience we had during COVID, where we were the connection between a lot of small businesses all over Northeastern Pennsylvania, multi-counties all over, because we were the source of state and federal grant funds that were going. And the requirements of those applications for the grant funds really opened our eyes to some of the shortcomings and challenges that many small businesses have. You know, if you're talking about the mom and pops, or even some, you know, slightly larger businesses, you know, they may be still using paper instead of electronic and computers. They may be using check manifests instead of budgeting materials. Really was wide, you know, opened up our eyes as well on the use of, you know, websites and capacity for businesses, particularly retail, to be able to, you know, have online ordering and using different payment systems. And so with that, I think the logical next progression of how we can help our small businesses is to help them open their eyes on AI. How can AI help? And in fact, the way we're couching this, we're calling this AI for small business. It's under the new concept we have called EDGE, which is empowering development, growth, and entrepreneurship, but with an absolute direct connection to small businesses. And we've talked about this before. The average Chamber of Commerce member, not just Scranton, but all over northeastern Pennsylvania, is really under 10 employees. Wow. So it's that's the heart and soul of the business community. And that is leaving many of them, because of their size and scale, leaving them behind.
You've been doing this for a while, so there have probably been big moments like this. I'm guessing when the internet first came around was one, social media had to be another. I guess I didn't know there was a chart. You're showing us a chart. But this is pretty big. This is one of those big sweeping change moments, right?
Yeah, there's a McKinsey, which is an international consulting firm. I had the pleasure of meeting one of their folks who authored a book called Rewired. And as I'm literally, I know we're on the radio, but I do literally have a chart in front of me. One of the things that they were talking about was, you know, this is now the fourth platform revolution. 1977, computing, IBM, Microsoft, were really personal computers were starting to come along. 95, the internet, with that, the birth of Amazon, Google, Alibaba. 2006, mobile, cloud, and social computing. Again, Google, Meta, Apple, you know, these are the ones that came out. And now we're talking about AI, artificial yes. intelligence. And there you've got, you know, Google again, Microsoft, OpenAI.
ChatGPT.
It's interesting, too, because, you know, there have been, it's not like, oh, it's just the latest hot trend. There have been things that could have been, that people may have felt like virtual reality seemed to be everywhere for a while. And while it's still a thing, it's going to take more, I think, inventions and more technological advancements to make that a big wave. Mm-hmm. But some getting, of these fail is what I'm saying.
Right. It's just getting ahead. Technology moves so fast that sometimes you just feel like you're catching up with something and something new comes. This is great because it offers people a chance to really kind of delve in and try to get ahead or catch up.
Yeah. One of the things that was a part of this talk from this gentleman from McKinsey was the haves and have-nots. And now largely they were talking at a very high corporate level. But the message I think does filter down to the small businesses. So think about it this way. If you and your competitor are both 10 person machine shops and your competitor has figured out how to use technology and particularly AI to enhance the manufacturing process, customer generation process, the speed and efficiency of managing the marketing and finances of your organization, well, that organization is going to blow right by you because you're still doing things at a slower pace and not taking advantage of what AI can bring at a variety of platforms. So that's our concern here, and that is we don't want to see our small businesses left behind. One of the things that I was mentioning before, Jason, before we started, is this whole idea that there's other factors in the market that are going to put pressure on small businesses. And that would be an example of that is where venture capital firms are coming into different business sectors. Some of it's on housing. Some of it right now is on things like engineering or architecture or accounting, where the venture firms are going to look at small firms in a local community and buy them up and bundle them. And if they do that in a context where they have more resources, they can then apply AI. They can then use technology and other resources and tools to literally, you know, bundle up and break the cycle of family and legacy businesses in favor of a larger business that's going to apply AI and is going to move faster and quicker and more efficiently.
Little asterisk to throw in there. And then when they come in and go, who's the market leader?
Yeah.
Let's buy the rights to their family's name and business. And then they expand using AI and they, you know what I mean? Like, they need. Yeah.
What are some of the just general things that AI can help a small business with?
That's almost unlimited, Nancy. I mean, it really is. I mean, we all talk about ChatGPT and using this for writing things and whatever, but there's AI for accounting. There's AI for marketing. Jason, you were talking about this before, right? Somebody you know had created a website in like an hour.
Yeah, just basically said, I want to do this. Can you write the code? And it was like, sure. And it happens fast.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, an encyclopedia. It's not just, you know, Wikipedia pulling stuff down. There are elements that are very specific on the accounting and budgeting side of things. And again, I'm no expert on the individual components, but I can say that there are areas where we did a quick survey of our members just to ask what they're looking for. And here are the five topics that came out: marketing, sales enablement, finance and operations, creativity tools, and then just AI basics. But then others were cybersecurity, grant writing, restaurant and retail use, workflow automation.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There are AI models for all of these things, and they're changing and growing every day.
And it can make the business owner's life infinitely easier as well.
But you have to, again, this, I guess all these things come back to haunt us, right? It also means that in today's educational environment, whether we're the students we're graduating from our high schools or in continuing education and higher ed, people have to have a level of technology, a STEM level of technology, or otherwise they're not going to be able to figure out how to use these things. Now, when we have this event, and we're going to have this on October 6th, at Mohegan, PA, give me a regional event, this AI for small businesses. We're trying right now very diligently to put together a curricula around this that allows those who understand how to use this stuff to be able to teach it effectively to those, even those who are absolutely rudimentary, coming right into the room without any knowledge of how to deal with this stuff, to those who are, you know, somewhat acclimated to the system. Believe me, we had a wonderful meeting with some of our chamber members in the IT realm the end of last week. And once we started, it was exponential. You know, we started out with a couple of questions and it just kept growing and growing and bigger to the point where, oh my gosh, how do we get our arms around this thing?
I mean, I think it's impossible too, because, you know, I brought up technology before. I think if we look at AI as technology alone, missing half of what it does, because I think it's, you're really creating a person in a way with a brain. It's just, you could unplug it at the end of the day. Talk to it like it's a person, and it answers you like a person.
I think most people don't know everything it can do until they start telling it to. Now, I do want to mention, because when you talk artificial intelligence, one of the concerns is, with all this advancement, what does that mean to the workforce? And it may not be there yet, but, I mean, the honest answer is, for a lot of businesses, it is also a way in the, you know, long term, perhaps, to be more efficient.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's be honest about it. It certainly is going to change jobs.
Yeah.
Those who take a very positive outlook on this will say, well, yes, it's going to eliminate certain jobs, but it's going to create other jobs, new jobs. But will there be as many of them? Probably not. If you go and look at the circumstances we have on workforce right now, workforce development, and part of the challenge there is we have more individuals retiring and leaving the workforce than we have coming into the workforce. So one could make the logical argument, well, this makes sense. It's okay that there will be fewer jobs because there'll be fewer people anyway to be able to do these jobs. But obviously what's going to matter most is, how quickly does that happen? How prepared are individuals and our society to be able to fill the emerging and the new jobs and the nature of those jobs.
Yeah, I think it's important for people, as we've talked about, what jobs are most vulnerable. As always, we've seen, it's not like the world my parents lived in where you had one career. People need to also start making plans for, is my job safe? And if it's not, what should I be doing to also make me marketable in a whole new world that may be coming 5 years down the line?
Yeah, and as I referenced before, I think there's a whole level of ongoing lifetime education that is going to be a part of this. You know, and we've got some great leaders in that field in our region here. We've got Johnson College, Lackawanna College, LCCC, among our higher eds that really, and all of them really are adapting in that way. But they kind of stand out because they're for more mobile, malleable. They can change quickly. They can adapt to the specific needs of a particular business or a particular industry. And I think that's what's going to have to happen with all higher ed as we move forward, because it's, Nancy, you're right. No one will have a single career. And it may change so rapidly. They have to be thinking ahead, and they have to be preparing themselves. But also industry and business needs to do that. So if you've got a handful of really good and talented people, and you want those people to continue, and you think that they have the capacity to do so, the businesses have to be there with them. Professional development, establishing where you're going to go, what's the pathway, and what can we do for our employees so that, the jobs change. Maybe they've had five different jobs in a 10-year period, but it's working out because the business is investing in them and saying, yes, these are the good people. These are the people that can handle this. But it really, it is going to be something that we have to make sure that our students are prepared, better prepared than they are right now.
Yeah, it's coming no matter what. And so this program that you have, EDGE, that's coming up in the fall. So people, can they sign up now to be a part?
Not yet. This is a teaser.
Hang on, watch this. AI, sign up list. No,
let me know.
Literally down the road. Yeah.
The reason I'm bringing it up now, even though it's sort of not ready for prime time, it's because it is such an important topic. And we want to hear from folks. In essence, this is maybe an example of how AI can help us build this program. So as I said, we did a very down and dirty survey with our members last week and got a very nice response to a lot of different categories and questions. But the real challenge, and I think where we want to take this now, is as we move forward through the summer months and start to develop this program, we want to hear from folks, what do you really need? How can and identify some people who are capable and means, I should say, capable of educating people moving forward. The other thing that I would say about this is not going to be a one and done event. The expectation here is that this will be a starting point for many of our small businesses, and that we'll be carrying forward an AI educational component, probably as, into the future, as far as the eye can see, because
that's good. I like that.
It's going to change.
It's going to keep morphing and changing as it gets better and better. So chamber members already have ways to reach out. And obviously this is a good time to tell people, if you run a business, thinking about a business, the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce is a great place because of the things that you do like this that help businesses. In addition to, hey, just give a call and meet up and start talking about what they could do for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the basic concept of a chamber of commerce is networking, right? It's business to business opportunities. And there are some very smart, talented, and successful players in our community that are members of the chamber and chambers, I'd say, with our colleagues. We always encourage businesses, please think about wherever you are, look to your hometown chamber of commerce. I promise you, you're going to gain from that relationship.
Absolutely. Whatever you don't know, ask AI. All right, we'll do this again next month. The Local Business Community Update. Bob Durkin, thank you for being here as well. As always.
As we enjoy this summer.
And thank you for giving us the platform.
The Local Business Community Update.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.